T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, 6:13 and a half. After Donald Trump saying it was going to happen last Tuesday, he was indicted by a New York grand jury yesterday. Quick note about the weather here. I'll tell you that highs today are going to be 82, warm and breezy, 84 Saturday, 79 on Sunday, 20% chance for showers over the weekend, and then we warm up maybe almost to 90 degrees by Tuesday. David Schultz joins us right now, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University, also teaches law, so who better to talk to about this than him? How you doing, David?
I am doing really well, and it is 37 degrees and pouring rain.
I think I'll let you have that.
Okay.
I'm happy with where we are. Let's talk about
it's that cold, nasty rain, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. The Trump indictment. Right. Everybody, Fox News, the hosts are getting back on the president's side with this, which makes me think of the TV series Succession. I don't know if you watch that or not. We hear from Ron DeSantis, who says he will not sign an extradition request if the president chooses to remain in Florida, but that's probably not going to happen because that would mean the president could what? Never go to any other state or New York? I don't think that's going to happen, or former president. Mike Pence saying it's a travesty and blah, 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 blah. But does anybody really know what he's charged with yet?
We don't, but we have some guesses. And I say total guesses here is that it's really not, as people are saying, okay, the underlying facts are he basically paid an adult film star, a porn star, to keep quiet about extramarital affair that they had. Okay, so we're not talking about Boy Scout behavior, you know, at the end of the day. What we think are the underlying legal questions here is one about, is this an illegal campaign expenditure? But more importantly, this is what oftentimes happens with so many things. It's not the deed, it's the cover-up. We think it's going to be that he tried to cover up the payment, which was made through the Trump Organization. And when he tried to cover that up, he committed what appears to be, again, which is all what appears to be, fraud under New York state law. So I think that's what it is, but the indictment hasn't been unsealed. We don't know the exact charges, you know, so we're all kind of speculating a little bit, but that's the best to my knowledge and what most of us are thinking what it's about.
Let me read a text to you that just popped up. Full disclosure, registered independent, not in capital letters, a Trump voter nor supporter, retired JD, which means he's a lawyer, she, multiple law degrees from Tulane, served on Louisiana Attorney Disciplinary Board. For everything I've read so far, this is total prosecutorial, I'll get it out, misconduct by the New York County Manhattan DA. He should be disbarred. Those are pretty strong words. I don't know that. What's the difference between prosecutorial misconduct and just making a mountain out of a molehill, or not having it's illegal, but you got bigger fish to fry than this?
You know, that again, not making light of the fact that what he did from, let's say, an ethical point of view is wrong, but on one level, this is pretty low level stuff, you know, in terms of what's happening. Now, if it turns out to be business fraud, you could say, okay, he defrauded investors, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I don't want to make light of that, but But this is a prosecutor who did run on a platform more or less of saying he was going to get Donald Trump at this point. And you have to wonder to what extent, you know, this was somebody who was just hell-bent on getting the ex-president no matter what in a borough in an area that is probably, what, 80% Democrat or something like that. So it does raise some concerns here and questions, you know, about misuse, let's say, of prosecutorial discretion at this point. And so I don't completely dismiss what the person sent in, mm-hmm. Texted into you in terms of it. Again, we have to sort of see what the full charges are or something like that. But compared to it, I would say the allegations of phone calls he made to the Georgia Secretary of State to find, what, 10,000 votes, or concealing government documents at Mar-a-Lago, or January 6th, this looks pretty low level by comparison.
Interesting. We're talking to Manhattan District Attorney after watching Law and Order for all of these years. I guess Jack McCoy could have in a grand jury indict. What's the old saying, a ham sandwich? Let's talk about that process,
exactly.
about the indictment here. Does it take a lot to get a grand jury to indict somebody? And I guess it goes to some of the evidence you can present that you couldn't at a trial?
Well, it doesn't take a lot. To convict somebody of a crime, we've all learned from Law and Order from, what, 25 or 30 years or other cop shows, beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a pretty high standard. There's no real clear standard for what a grand jury needs to have. It's not probable cause. I mean, the law is not clear. It's just, I'm going to say the grand jury has to be, feel like, there's enough evidence to proceed to trial or to charge somebody. Stuff can be brought in during a grand jury hearing that can never be brought in during a trial. For example, illegally obtained evidence, what we call hearsay evidence, all kinds of stuff like that. And given the fact that the only attorney that's present in a grand jury hearing is a prosecutor, the irony is grand juries are supposed to be checks on prosecutorial abuse. Mm-hmm. The reality is, thus the phrase, if a prosecutor can't get the ham sandwich indicted, there's something wrong here, folks.
And the witnesses can't bring attorneys with them, or can they?
The attorneys stay outside. You can, of course, try to say, I need a break. I need to go talk to my attorney or something like that. But pretty much there are no attorneys except for the prosecutor in that room. So he or she, well, in this case it is a he, he gets pretty free rein to what happens within that room.
It's a completely different procedure than an actual trial, just for people that either hate Donald Trump and think he's on his way to the gulag, or love him and think that he's going to be on his way to the gulag. Either way, we are a long way from a conviction here, correct?
We are correct. And whether you like Trump or dislike him, I don't know about you, it is a sad day, for whatever reason you want to come up with here, that we're talking about, what, indicting an ex-president of the United States. We would hope we would be not having this kind of conversation.
And then you can look at it, is it sad because a DA is exceeding his authority and going after a former president, or the way the former president conducted himself? I don't know, but you're right.
I don't either.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll talk about the political ramifications of this when we come back. We're talking to David Schultz, a professor of political science at Hamline University and a professor of law as well. And we're talking about President Trump, former President Trump's being indicted. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. Traffic now, WWL. 6:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Here's some of the text. There you go, giving Trump an open door. I'm not giving anybody an open door, but I think, it's factual to say that the indictment process before a grand jury is vastly different from a trial, and you're kidding yourself if you think otherwise. Fact is, he probably committed a crime, should be held accountable. Doesn't matter if it's low level. He did this to help get himself elected. So many people have no problem sending a poor person to jail for low-level crimes. A president should be held for a higher standard. Then it's another text says, why is it a sad day if someone got indicted? Justice is blind, innocent until proven guilty. No one is above the law. If a person can go to jail for a joint, why can't a person go to jail for a misappropriation of campaign funds to pay off a porn star? Well, I got to question your logic there, because if you're saying it's wrong to go to jail for a joint, then you're saying two wrongs make a right. I don't know. People think different things. David Schultz, our guest professor of political science and law at Hamline University. Let's talk about the political side of this, David. You and I had a conversation earlier about Ron DeSantis, and if President Trump failed to go, that DeSantis would have to sign, I guess, the What would the legal proceeding be? The
an extradition yeah. hearing would occur.
And he said he's not going to do that, but it's not practical that Trump is not going to turn himself in, right?
I can't imagine he wouldn't do it. In fact, there's some rumors. And again, I'm going to say right now, 90% of politics is probably rumor on what's happening here. The rest are, I was going to use a different term, but you know we're going to get going. I was going to say I think there's some sense is that Trump wants this because this helps him short term with his base in the Republican Party. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, no one hears about Ron Hu at this point. Trump's raised millions of dollars. He's going to raise a ton of money between now and Tuesday. It probably helps him with the base. Look at last night, people like Mike Pence, who really wants to be president, you know, is basically wringing his hands and saying it's terrible. This helps Trump, I think, short term politically. Longer term, and if he were to get the nomination with the general election, I can't imagine an indictment or a trial, which is likely to take place next year, helps him. But certainly, I think right now it's helping him in terms of suffocating other voices in the Republican Party.
Somebody texted in about if Trump committed fraud, he needs to be held accountable because God knows that if it was me, the police would be knocking down my door yesterday. Why should an ex-president be above the law? Well, first of all, if you think the justice system works the same for those that are rich and those that are not, you're kidding yourself to begin with, aren't you, David?
Well, you are. That's the unfortunate story. Is that if this were you or me committing fraud, this would not be. Why don't you voluntarily arrange to turn yourself in? This will be the scenes that we see in Law and Order, where they show up, they cuff them, they read them as Miranda rights, and they haul them off or something like that. We unfortunately do have a dual standard of justice or injustice.
Lenny makes a smart comment, and you're on your way to booking. 76 years old. I'm seeing stories saying what happens when he turns himself in. The most ridiculous thing in the world would be to handcuff him because, first of all, he is a 76-year-old man. Secondly, I doubt that he's going to resist arrest. And thirdly, you've given him a photo op that is priceless.
You're absolutely right. We're not going to see him in handcuffs and in an orange jumpsuit. That's just not going to happen. That's what he wants at this point. And I think you're right. But you also raise an interesting question here implicitly is that he is 76. I don't know when he's going to turn 77 or something like that. If he's charged with what I think he's charged, and let's say he were to get the maximum sentence, which is 4 years in prison, do I think somebody who is 77 years old is actually going to see 4 years in prison? I doubt it also. You know, at some point, they may be asking questions regarding, is he a threat to public safety? Do you put a 77-year-old person actually in prison? I mean, this is going to cut in lots of different ways in terms of fairness, equity, age, all kinds of stuff like that. I don't know. But anybody who's sort of thinking at this point, they're going to see him in an orange jumpsuit, you know, in the near future, you know, and as I always say, with his pictures posing face to the camera in profile, that's not going to happen right away.
He was born on June 14th.
June 14th,
yeah. Flag Day, so he'll turn 77 on Flag Day. What about the politics of this all? Does this help him against the Democrats, not just within the party itself? Well, first of all, let me go to within the party itself. Does this help him within the party to give him a big old giant boost toward getting a nomination?
I think it helps him with his base. It helps him in terms of raising money. But it's also going to be a good question of does it move other Republicans to his side or does it give other Republicans an excuse to say, geez, I really don't want to support him. I don't know. I was thinking of Mike Pence last night because, you know, Pence wants to run for president. And on the one hand, he's publicly saying this is terrible. You want to bet a quarter that privately he's saying this is the greatest thing to happen for me for my presidential campaign?
And he's been called to testify before the January 6th investigation. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. I really do. We'll talk to you again soon, I know. David Schultz, professor of political science and law at Hamline University. We're going to talk to Steve Scalise, the majority leader in the House of Representatives for the United States of America, at 9 o'clock, or about 9:10, so join us for that. When we come back, we're going to talk about LSU baseball. We're going to talk about LSU ladies basketball. Some exciting times for the purple and gold in Baton Rouge. Jeff Palermo will join us right after the news. Stay tuned. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us on this Friday morning, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.